I met a guy on a red eye. He spotted my guitar and said, "What do you do?" I said, "I sing for a living. Country music mixed with a little rock and a little blues." He said, "I'm sorry, but I've never been crazy about that twang and trains and hillbilly thing. Whatever made you want to sing stuff like that?" I just looked at him and laughed and said, "'Cause there's songs about me and who I am. Songs about loving and living and good-hearted women, family and God. Yeah, they're all just songs about me. Songs about me." So I offered him tickets. I said, "You'll see what I mean if you show up tonight." He said, "I doubt you'll change my opinion. I'll be kind of busy, but hey man, I'll try." Then later on when we finished our songs about scars and cars and broken hearts, I saw him. He was standing there right next to the stage and he shouted, "Man, you were right, it was like you sang those songs about me and who I am. Songs about loving and living and good-hearted women, family and God. Yeah, they're all just songs about me. Songs about me." Singing till I hear the whole world singing. Those are songs about me and who I am. Songs about loving and living and good-hearted women, family and God. Yeah, they're all just songs about me. Songs about
serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Tropical Storm Debbie made a second landfall overnight in South Carolina and is now a threat from Georgia to Vermont. Lisa Trueblood is just outside Raleigh.
I'm just gassing up my car. I got extra gas, extra water, and filling my tub, things like that, making sure I have non-perishables. Flashlights, candles.
Heavy rain and flooding from Debbie expected to linger in the Northeast through the weekend. In the presidential race, the Democratic ticket of Kamala Harris and Tim Walz hit the swing states of Wisconsin and Michigan Wednesday. Walz on the attack against former President Trump.
He mocks our laws. He sows chaos and division amongst the people. And that's to say nothing of the job he did as president.
Less than 90 days till the November election. The government's weekly jobless claims report is due out this morning. Analysts say more claims could be a sign the economy is weakening. This is ABC News. A new lawsuit claims the five people aboard the Titan submersible suffered terror and mental anguish before the vessel imploded on its way to see the wreckage of the Titanic last year.
The $50 million lawsuit claims the crew dropped weights about 90 minutes into the dive, indicating they tried to abort the mission. The lawsuit claiming the crew may well have heard the carbon fiber's crackling noise grow more intense as the weight of the water pressed on the Titan's hull. By experts reckoning, they would have continued to descend in full knowledge of the vessel's irreversible failures, experiencing terror and mental anguish prior to the Titan ultimately imploding.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. Last month ended more than a year of record-setting global temperatures.
July, it was the end, marks the end of a streak of 13 consecutive months with global monthly record.
Atmospheric scientist Julian Nicholas. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz in Eau Claire Wednesday. Here's James Kelly.
Vice President Kamala Harris and her newly named running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, held a rally in Eau Claire on Wednesday. Vice President Harris and Governor Walz were met with cheers from an enthusiastic crowd and chants like, "We're not going back." Their remarks focused on their vision for the future of America, including access to abortion, strengthening the middle class, and criticisms of the Project 2025 agenda. Campaign staff estimated a 12,000-person crowd in the Eau Claire event district.
James Kelly reporting. Republican running mate J.D. Vance also in Eau Claire Wednesday. The Ohio senator is holding adjacent events known as bracketing as the Democratic ticket campaigns in key swing states. Vance says it's important for the Trump campaign to talk to people and make their case. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Burray, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Flamebrammer weekend saw crowds of people coming out despite the rather warm weather, including several food trucks. We spoke with Nick Skamoronsky of Nick's Barbecue and Smoked Meats about what it means to attend the event and how he feels about it.
So I've been here, this is my second year this year. The second year with the trailer. The first year I started the business, so I've been in business 3 years now. I started out of a tent, kind of something that was just a little side gig. I was working at family business, so my family owns Country Sausage, south of Phillips. So I sold some sandwiches on the side of Country Sausage for a while, and so I started selling out every weekend and started upgrading equipment and started going to events, started at Bryce County Fair, Bryce County Rodeo, and just blossomed into a full-fledged business.
I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Packers' injury list grows. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL training camp week 3, and the Packers' first-round draft pick, offensive lineman Jordan Morgan, is injured.
He had a shoulder. It's nothing long-term, but he's going to be out probably for a week or so.
Head coach Matt LaFleur, the Packers played the Browns in Cleveland this Saturday. Baseball, 8 runs and 16 hits. The Brewers beat the Braves last night in Atlanta 8-5 to win the series. Pat Murphy.
You talk about how relentless our offense was today. It was relentless, and it wasn't a lot of extra base hits, but you know, it was relentless.
And at the Olympics, U.S. sprinter Kenny Benarek from Rice Lake, Wisconsin, qualifies for the 200-meter finals with a time of 20 seconds flat.
I mean, I already knew what pace I was at. And for me, it was like, hey, I know I'm there. I just got to make sure to execute the race, step on the gas, and don't let up. I'm not surprised at what I ran. Only thing I was just hoping for was the wind to work with me, and it did, and I'm happy with my performance.
A replay of today's finals coming up tonight on NBC. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds at the overnight with showers moving in. Lows will drop to the mid and upper 50s by sunrise. For your Thursday, morning clouds and rain will give way to mostly sunny skies. Highs will top out near 70 degrees. It's 60 at our studios.
Believe what I'm hearing right now.
I'm a little more country.
Love this radio station.
This is
98Q Country.
Hang up that red dress. Let down your hair. Cancel those reservations. There's no need to go nowhere. As good as you're looking right now, girl, I bet you're thinking I'm crazy. There's a side of you that I want to see that never ceases to amaze me. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that. T-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I wanna see. Give me that girl. Give me the girl that's beautiful, without a trace of makeup on. Barefoot in the kitchen, singing her favorite song. Dancing around like a fool, starring in her own little show. Give me the girl that the rest of the world ain't lucky enough to know. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that.
This is my station.
So own it. Listen in your car, online, and on our app. It's easy and free.
98Q Country.
I bet one of his friends let my name slip again, and it sent you down a rabbit hole spinning. Now you know I sing, know my sign, know my drinks has me up. Made a double tap, that spring break throwback from 2016 in PCB. Somewhere out there, my ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend scrolling through my Instagram, tearing me down, passing the phone around like there's nothing better to talk about. Zooming out, zooming in, overanalyzing like the queen of the mean girls committee. But hey, whatever helps, keep on telling yourself I'm not pretty. In high school.
Outside his barn. I said, sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm. With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, this is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill, I built that barn with my two hands. Where I raise my babies, a piece of me, now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. Great granddaddy bought it for 100 acres. He just got married when he signed the papers. Him and his brothers framed that old farmhouse. Every fence post here we put in the ground, ran the barbed wire and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we built it. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill, I built that barn with my two hands. Where I raise my babies, a piece of me, now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. This is where 5 generations have prayed for rain. They'll cover me in it when the good Lord calls my name. This is my dirt. These are my fields where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my hands. Where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. And this is my dirt.
Q Country, today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
She grew up around here on that southwest side where the corn grows up to the roadside. Went to high school here, got the Panther pride. She'll be cheering them on every Friday night. She couldn't hide her beauty with a baseball cap, couldn't help but shine with a heart like that. New York call when she turned 21, but she never forgot where she came from. I need a pretty little homegrown hometown girl.
Girl.
She's the salt of the earth. When she gives her love, she knows what it's worth. There's a lot of pretty girls out there to meet, but there's nothing like the one right across the street. I need a pretty little homegrown hometown girl.
Q Country, today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
I don't call me much, but she loves this place, and I gotta find her. I don't smoke, but she does when she drinks. So I got a lighter. I like whiskey, she likes tequila. So I take one of both. Just in case she walks in, I'll be good to go. She only dances to cowboy songs. Loves to get lost in a moment. She comes alive when the neon's on. Don't wanna leave till it's closing. So I got. Slow dance, make a little romance. Honey, it'll be alright.
Country classic time there. John Michael Montgomery, 98Q, Be My Baby Tonight. 98Q, WCQM, we've got a little rain out there here this morning. It is not going to be a washout today, though. I think we'll see the conditions turn midday or so today. You might see the clouds and rain linger through the morning hours, but we are expecting the latter half of the day to be a little more sunny. And temperatures will approach 70 today. May not get there. Temperatures will kind of be in that 70-75 range as we get into the weekend and even into next week. But a couple of cooler days, only 61 for tomorrow, they're telling us, with a 20% chance of rain. So the rain chances are at 50% today. I'll put them at 100 because it's raining. So that's just the way I compute the rain. If it's raining, I'm telling myself, well, I think there's a 100% chance that it's raining, and it is raining. So a little drippy out there this morning. Up and at 'em we go on this, what do we got here? An 8th day of August, 08-08 of 2024. We're going to do an early Brewer game today. I'm going to get this thing going at in 10 minutes here, I think. Actually, a 10:45 the pregame, and 11:20 first pitch for the Brewers and the Atlanta Braves. We'll find out how things went last night. The rest of our updates, ABC News gets us rolling.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Tropical Storm Debbie made a second landfall overnight in South Carolina and is now a threat from Georgia to Vermont. Lisa Trueblood is just outside Raleigh.
I'm just gassing up my car. I got extra gas, extra water, and filling my tub, things like that, making sure I have non-perishables. Flashlights, candles.
Heavy rain and flooding from Debbie expected to linger in the Northeast through the weekend. In the presidential race, the Democratic ticket of Kamala Harris and Tim Walz hit the swing states of Wisconsin and Michigan Wednesday. Walz on the attack against former President Trump.
He mocks our laws. He sows chaos and division amongst the people. And that's to say nothing of the job he did as president.
Less than 90 days till the November election. The government's weekly jobless claims report is due out this morning. Analysts say more claims could be a sign the economy is weakening. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's fire departments are having an emergency of their own. Half of Wisconsin's fire chiefs say they don't have enough money to cover their budgets. UW Oshkosh pollsters talked to 200 fire chiefs. Their study shows a rise in service calls, staffing shortages, and budget shortfalls. Also, more than 10% of Wisconsin fire departments missed at least one service call in the last year. Several Big Lots big box stores are closing in Wisconsin. Here's Lisa Hale.
The big box retailer is locking doors and closing 7 Wisconsin stores. It's part of a nationwide downsizing. According to a recent SEC filing, the company plans to close up to 315 stores due to financial struggles and declining sales. I'm Lisa Hale.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Flamborough weekend saw many food vendors arrive, including the St. Anthony's ice cream stand. One satisfied customer of the stand told us an entertaining story about his time at St. Anthony's.
Sixth grade. Top floor. Opened up to all the windows. Last day of school. Me and Bob fight. Well, let's go find that paper. He had reams of paper from the paper mill here. Yeah, stacked up like, we each grabbed as many as we could get them, set them on the register they had there for heat, and then the windows are wide open. We took the blue wrapping paper off of them, reams of paper, as hard as we could. There was paper going across Highway 13.
Is that from the second floor?
Top floor, yeah.
Shenanigans at St. Anthony's.
I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Brewers win the series in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers bats with a big bounce back again. After a 10-0 performance Tuesday, Milwaukee came back with another 8-5 win last night to take the series over the Braves, and they did it against veteran lefty Chris Sale, manager Pat Murphy.
We forgot we faced Chris Sale. You know what I mean? Like, this guy's one of the best in the game, and he made big pitches at big times. He was tremendous. Had some things go our way, but we left a small village on base. But then we kept pecking away. Instead of getting discouraged, we kept pecking away, and you got to credit the guys.
NFL, scary moment at the end of practice. Packers wide receiver Christian Watson went down holding his knee after colliding with a safety on a ball thrown by Jordan Love.
I thought it was solid. I'm glad, Jordan, took a shot on that one. Tried to go up and get it. I think we just came down a little awkward. I don't know if it was his knee or his cleat, but something just kind of hit me in the knee. But I think it hurt a lot worse in the moment than, I thought. I just wasn't too serious.
That's wide receiver Christian Watson. The Packers play the Browns in Cleveland this Saturday with sports on Mike Clemens.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
The American cowboy is everything that makes this country great.
There's a freedom to being a cowboy.
Being a cowgirl is not a safe, easy path, but it's one that's very rewarding.
The American cowgirl is dedicated to her livestock. She's dedicated to her country, and she's dedicated to her family.
The American cowboy is honest.
We're the backbone of how this country was founded.
There's a whole lot of legacy that goes along with being a cowboy, and I'm honored to be a part of it.
Boot Barn, keep west.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Discover County Line Station, the perfect pit stop on Highway 70 between Fifield and Minocqua. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Weekend anglers stock up on bait and tackle. Explore their large liquor selection, including wine. Fuel up with premium and diesel, and handling all your DNR licensing and DMV plate renewals. Don't miss their great variety of groceries and snacks. Plus, lottery tickets, propane exchange, firewood, and now offering 10% off on all Stearns life jackets for the entire family. Visit County Line Station, Highway 70 West in Monaco, Wisconsin, your essential stop for summer road trips.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins.
Join the millions of people who are celebrating going hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. Footwear you just step into and they're on.
It's crazy how something as simple as a pair of shoes have made my life better.
After trying Skechers Slip-ins, I want all my shoes to have this technology. See what everybody can't stop talking about. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be partly cloudy today. We'll get to 70 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west at around 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, 48. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, a sprinkle or two, a little breezy with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
Best country.
Hey y'all, it's Luke Combs.
Hey y'all, it's Tyler Hubbard.
Hey, it's Luke Bryan.
From today's biggest stars.
Fisher. 98Q Country.
Yesterday's classics.
Let your boys be country. Let them keep that red dirt on his boots. Make them proud of that middle nose.
know where he's got down in his rooms. Let him work in the hayfield sweating for a little sum of cash. Raise them hard, raise them tough, bring them up to have their brothers back. Let them ride around in trucks, making back road noise. Let them hang out on Friday, get wild with the boys. Let them go to the woods in the cold, painted up camo green. Yeah, let them chase, let them fall for a small town girl. Let everything inside these county lines be his whole world. You want him to grow up to be someone he's damn proud to be. Mamas, let your boys be country. Turn down a cold beer. Tell them there ain't nothing greener than the grass you're standing on.
Jason Aldean there. Let your boys be country. 98Q, WCQM. We've got temperatures rising, upper 60s, near 70 today. We're at 60 already. And they're technically telling us 69 will be our high temp today. Clouds in the first part of the day, and then we should see quite a bit of sunshine in the latter half of the day. May not see that sun come out until lunchtime or so, but the latter part of the day in the evening hours should be fabulous. So what I'm saying is get something done. All right, get to work, get moving, get it done in the early part. You can go out and enjoy some afternoon outdoor stuff, hopefully. Well, Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream, a great place to stop by, one of our featured businesses of the month. Not only a beautiful greenhouse, and Dave and Tanya take such pride in sharing their love of plants and all that stuff. It shows by the displays and the walking area out there and the butterfly pavilion, and you grab a little piece of ice, a little cone or dish, and Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream. They're just off of Highway 8 East on Cemetery Road, East Apprentice. Swing on by there. If nothing else, destination ice cream and everything else you'll be wowed by. We have a Thursday waiting for you on the other side. We're creeping our way toward Packer football preseason time. That'll be Saturday. Saturday, they'll take on the Cleveland Browns. 1 o'clock, our coverage Saturday. Let's find out what's going on at the water. On the water, Kurtz Island Sports Shop, our fishing report.
Hi, this is Guide Kurt Justice with the Kurtz Island Sports Shop fishing report. Well, the new moon and the heat at the end of July combined for some very good fishing this past week. Now, while sunshine and lack of wind inhibited some midday action, those willing to fish early and late had very good results. Water temps hit highs of over 82 degrees on some waters, which is not common for us northerners. Most hovered within an average surface temp of 78 degrees. Expect that to drop with the new cool fronts that has moved in. in. Walleye is very good to good. Now the bite heated up along with the water for those willing to get out early or fish late. Live bait such as crawlers, leeches, or red tails had on the gravel rock humps of 22 to 28 feet on 1/8 to quarter ounce jigs, slip bobbering, or drop shotting, these live baits work as well. Anglers finding transitional fish, that's fish suspended traveling from hump to hump, are being targeted by search lures with crawlers. Some very good reports of walleyes and heavy weed growth as shallow as 6 to 9 feet using red tails on 16th ounce weedless jigs. These fish showed signs of feeding heavily on 1.5 to 2 inch perch. Fish accordingly. It was nice to give something other than a bass top billing for a change. The current cool front may slow these bites, but we'll see. Smallmouth, very good to good. Early and late, some hot topwater action on spooks, torpedoes, jitterbugs, and whopper ploppers. Out over rock bars on Ned rigs and drop shot rigs are best. And along weed edges, yes, at times they seem to be everywhere. Tubes and wacky worms were fantastic. With lows in the 50s and highs only in the 60s Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, expect a little pushback from the activity we had been getting. Surface temps will drop and fish will need some time to adjust their patterns. Looks like a warm-up from then, starting on the 11th onward, so shouldn't be too severe of a change. Leeches are coming to an end in the supply chain. Fish will still eat, but expect fewer leeches to be available at your favorite bait shops. Weeds and waters are still above average, so hope to see both stay up for the August fishing. Well, that's all I have for today's reports. Kurtz from Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Good luck fishing.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance. Always moving forward together.
It is going to be partly cloudy today. We'll get to 70 for a high this afternoon with the wind out of the west at around 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, 48. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, a sprinkle or two, a little breezy with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
Today's hottest country is on.
It doesn't get any better than this.
It don't get better than that.
98 Q Country.
Well, I've been known to write a few songs, loving and leaving and get too stoned. Bottle and a pistol by my side, the devil's always along for the ride. We ride down to the creek by the water. I've been baptized by the preacher's daughter. Lucky for me, now he never caught us. So, oh, we ride to the bar by Levy 85, jacked up square by the Chevy, blanket in the back when it gets hot and heavy. Oh, oh, we ride, pedal to the floorboard. She begging for more, sipping on apple pie moonshine. I'll be gone by the morning light. Yeah, cause I've been known to write a few songs, loving and leaving and getting too stoned. Bottle and a pistol by my side, there was always a long full ride. We ride across state lines, rubbing two nickels, just trying to make a dime. Hard to make a living while the gas so high. Palomino cross plane, drop her down a four-wheel drive on a Friday night, cracking open a Cobra's light. Oh, we ride, pushing through the hard luck, looking for my gear, needle peg a 95, but that's alright, cause I'm running every red light.
Brian Martin with We Ride at 98Q, WCQM. Well, the Olympics winding down this weekend. You've been watching the track and field. They say the track is a little springy, which is setting the stage for a little bit faster times and quite a few world records, and some of the preliminary heats are running faster than ever. But I feel anxiety when they line up for the 1, 2, and the 400, and the start is so important. You know, like the 800 and the 16 and the 32 and stuff like that. Yeah, I mean, you want to, when the gun goes off, you want to go. But the 100 and the 200, I mean, the start is, I mean, when you're talking 3, 4, 1/100ths of a second, the difference between first and second or third, it's just, oh. I'm just, I keep saying to myself, don't mess it up. You've been working too hard. Don't mess it up. Don't jump. Because if you jump too early, you're out. And that's it. All that work you put in is gone. Now, track, it's a little different now. The Olympics are a little different now because most of these athletes are doing all right financially. You know, they've got sponsorships. They've been to world championships and stuff like that. Where in the old days, get out of my yard. Back in the old days, I mean, Olympic athletes, they'd come off of their jobs, they go to the Olympics, and they go back to their jobs, and there wasn't a whole lot of financial stuff and sponsorship going on, unless you were like Bruce slash Caitlyn Jenner and you ended up on the cover of Wheaties, but a lot of them didn't. So very exciting for the athletes. I'm going to miss the Summer Olympics when it's gone. Looking forward to breakdancing, which apparently is going to be tomorrow, I was told. I got to look into that more. Let's get some words of wisdom to get your day rolling. We focus on the family.
What would you like your obituary to say about you? If you want to be confident about how those final words will read, you may want to write them yourself. That's what Pennsylvania school teacher Ashley Kuzma did. She faced a losing battle with cancer and wrote her own obituary. She explained what she had discovered about life by contemplating her death. She mentioned a few qualities she hoped other people saw in her. She closed her reflections with these words: "What do you value in life? In the end, that's what matters." Ashley is right. We should live life with the end in mind. That's why writing your own obituary can be a great exercise, especially if you answer two questions about yourself. Who am I, and what do I care about? Write down accomplishments you want to be remembered for and the things you want people to say about you. What would you like your marriage and your relationship with your children to look like? Do you want people to remember you for your faith, for your optimism? Write it all down. Then comes the challenging part, living it out. Whoever and whatever kind of person you hope to become, get out there and do it. Build a business, become more generous or more kind, work on your marriage, live with the end in mind. Because when you think about it, whether you write anything down or not, you're living out your obituary every day. So make it count. For more to help you thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
At Enbridge, we invest in projects that foster job creation and contribute to the Wisconsin economy. The Line 5 Segment Relocation Project will create 700 family-supporting union jobs and generate over $100 million in local spending. That's in addition to $35 million per year in property tax and $27 million in total wages paid to Wisconsin employees. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS.
Isn't there a Republican primary election for the 68th Assembly District coming up?
August 13th, I'm voting for Rob Summerfield. I trust his conservative leadership.
Me too. He stopped that crazy liberal agenda in Madison.
What about rising costs?
Folks are struggling to keep up. That's why Rob passed tax relief for families and retirees.
And stopping illegal immigration?
Rob voted to send the National Guard to help secure the southern border and pass legislation keeping illegal immigrants from voting.
Let's keep Rob fighting for us. Vote Rob Summerfield for 68th Assembly, August 13th.
Paid for by friends of Rob Summerfield.
It is going to be partly cloudy today. We'll get to 70 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west at around 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, 48. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, a sprinkle or two, a little breezy with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
All of your favorite country music.
I listen all day.
24 hours a day.
24/7.
For free.
Just pop it in for free.
Right here.
98Q Country.